The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. After a repeat Monday, kind of like a Groundhog Day, we are back with Tremendous Tuesday. And we check out Manasseh, who is the worst of the kings of Judah. He's number 14, but number one on the list of the worst. And we look at how God still had mercy on him when he sought the Lord. Plus, every day that we have a day, we have divine proof of renewed opportunity and fresh grace and mercy. And finally, we begin to understand that when we wear humility, we can drop our anxiety like a hot rock.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You can text us, 214-210-8483. Let me give a quick shout-out to Sheila for contacting me today. Hi, Sheila. Hope you enjoy the show. Thank you. It was a blessing to talk to you. Anyway, the way to text us, 214-210-8483. I got a trivia question that'll get things rolling. Very easy for most of you. Remember, you want to text this. Which New Testament book has Jesus' Sermon on the Mount in the beginning? Like in the first eight chapters. Get it? That's your hint. 214-210-8483. Keep in mind, any topic is open for conversation, of which I would like to bring something up that's really, really important before we get into some of our stuff. And that is, we have a bunch of listeners that contact us on a regular basis, and we love it. And we want you to do it even more. One of our listeners... let's just say his name is Eric, even if it's not Eric. One of our listeners has some things going on where he is fighting the good fight and trying to allow the Holy Spirit to flow through his life in order to speak to certain offspring. Now, I know as you guys are listening, none of you have ever had a single problem with any of your children. In fact, they are perfect. There's nothing they've ever done wrong, ever. Anyway, back to reality check. He's just asking for prayer from the audience for him. Let's just say his name is Eric. You don't have to know the whole situation, but he's fighting against bad company and bad consumptions. And we want to be standing with him. And there's a whole bunch of you that are fighting with children who have bad company and bad consumptions. And so we stand together with Eric, and we stand together with one another. I want to pray for him just real fast. Lord, I ask you to bless Eric, guide and give him direction by the power of the Holy Spirit to speak words of life, to be the parent he was called to be the father he was called to be. And I ask your blessing on him having wisdom and sharing about better company, better consumptions for his own children's sake, for their well-being. We don't just pray this for Eric. We pray for all of our listeners who know exactly what I'm talking about. Pray your blessing on them, your strength on them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay, so anyway, that shows you one thing that's really important on our show, and that is if you've got a prayer request or a praise report, text it to us. It's no problem. 214-210-8483, 214-210-8483. Again, the question on the board, by the way, which New Testament book has the Sermon on the Mount? The three three chapters put together, which should take about 28 minutes to read, which of the Gospels has the Sermon on the Mount with the three chapters right in the beginning of it, or in the early part of it, let's put it that way. And we want you to keep in mind that whatever happens on this show, it's not professional radio, it's just radio. So we do the best we can. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. So I'm going to keep this so simple, so easy. Which New Testament book has the Sermon on the Mount? The first one that comes to your mind, that would be the right one. Keeping it easy. I do want to let you know about a couple things that are very, very, very important. The first thing is, it's National Nutty Fudge Day. And you think, why is that important? No, no. It's National Nutty Fudge Day. I mean, that is so important, it's not even funny. It's also Limerick Day, and for those that don't know what a limerick is, that has a rhyme for the first two words, a rhyme for the first two sentences, a rhyme for the third and fourth sentence, and then the fifth sentence rhymes with the first two. So I have a Christian limerick. Ready? A Christian one. You should love this one. Ready? A man named Jesus was heard to say, "I am the life, the truth, and the way. No greater word may ever be heard. Will you accept him today?" A Christian limerick. Don't you love it? A man named Jesus was heard to say, "I am the life, the truth, and the way. No greater word may ever be heard. Will you accept him today?" Yay! It's also the anniversary. On this day, on May 12th, 1861, the Battle Hymn of the Republic was written by Julie Ward Howe. Song was performed for the first time at a flag-raising ceremony, just to let you know. Also on this day, 1937. Wow, 1937. First worldwide radio broadcast ever. Coronation of King George VI and Queen Elizabeth, broadcast by BBC. Then finally, 1970 on this day, Ernie Banks became the ninth member of the 500 Home Run Club. Get it? 500 Home Run Club. Tough to get there. Yeah? Yeah. Okay, so I'm praying for everybody. I'm praying for the parents out there. We're praying for Eric. We're praying because guess what? As parents, sometimes the kids get a little goofy. Sometimes the grandkids get a little goofy. You know what really changes things? Prayer. When you're asking God to enter into a situation, it changes everything that can be. There's nothing that stays the same. There's nothing that can be the same. Because once God gets into the picture is different. I know that's true for my own life. I know that's true for other people's lives. By the way, keep our good friend Joy in prayer. She's getting ready to go to the dentist. Youch. We got you in prayer, Joy. Don't worry. But the bottom line is that when you bring God in the midst of a situation, it changes the situation. You know, I was going to do my text, and I was going to do Manasseh. I'll do that in the next segment. Let's just talk about this for a second. Let's let the Lord try to lead us, or at least let's try to follow the best we can. When you have yourself in a situation, and this situation is beyond control, I just want you to understand who it's not beyond control for, and that's God. It's not beyond him. The kids are not beyond him. The finances aren't beyond him. The job is not beyond him. The family is not beyond him. This is not beyond God. And in your life, in your situation, there is nothing that's catching him by surprise. So I'm going to encourage you, I'm going to really encourage you to be highly aware that when God enters into a situation, that situation changes and it is never the same again. I worked with a Methodist, you'd be amazed how many different ministries I've had the chance to work with, it's kind of funny, but I worked with a Methodist church in Flagstaff, Arizona. Yeah, for real. Bob Keller was the pastor over there. And so what happened was he asked me to run this thing called a blue jeans service. So you get the idea that it was more of a casual service, right? At the very top of the exit for the sanctuary, a very cool sanctuary for Flagstaff in the mountains, it said it only takes a moment for a miracle. And you think, that's just such a silly thing. But you know what's so funny? I remember that sign 35 years later. And I remember that in my faith 35 years later, that it only takes a moment for a miracle. And God is a God of miracles. And while we don't get the timing, he does. While we don't understand what's the up and what's the down, he does. And when we don't grasp that he has got it under control because we don't get what we see, it doesn't change God's sovereignty. So listen to this. By petitioning the Lord, by asking for his favor, oftentimes you'll find yourself in a situation that nothing but an answer from God can get you out of. Then that is, of course, the first place we should go, not the last. We're really good, I just want to point this out, we're really good at getting through every possible thing we can come up with and trying to give every possible answer and cover every possible angle. And then when we've done it all, then we come before the Lord and we go, can you help out? And the Lord's up there like going, well, it's about time, because he's been wanting to help the whole way through. But see, we're a controlling group of people. We're a kind of group of people that goes, I think I'll run this. We're not very good at that stuff. I want you to think of all those stories about people, they say, oh, I'm just trying to get my ducks lined up in a row. You know, the one that's blowing up all the ducks with a shotgun is God. He's blowing up all the ducks. So that the bottom line is, you look up and you don't look to the ducks being lined up, or to the shotgun. The answer, my friend, is not blowing in the wind. The answer, my friend, is the one who's seated on the throne. That's the answer. And you think about it, this could be his health. He is the same one that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Well, it could be money. The Lord has more money than all the gold and silver you can ever imagine. Well, this is a really bad relationship. The Lord is able to bring peace where there is nothing, where there's been nothing but war. In fact, he makes nations to be at peace with one another, let alone peoples. Rejoice that God cares enough and wants you to petition him. Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and it shall be opened. Jesus didn't say those things in the Sermon on the Mount, which is in the book of Matthew, by the way. Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7. That's the answer to the trivia question. Jesus didn't say those things for nada. He said them for you and for I, to utilize them to draw closer to him, to draw closer to the Father, and to be more led by the Holy Spirit. Yes, you can. Yes, you will. Yes, we will. Got that? All right, hold on to that. We're going to take our break and then come back. Again, the answer was Matthew. In regards to the Sermon on the Mount, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
The important part is to understand the Philistine rulers were political leaders. They were political leaders. They got together for a political solution. That's what happened. That's what happened. The priests got together and made a decision. Instead of trying to overcome the power of God, they thought they'd make an offering to God, return the ark to Israel. That spiritual solution worked. Got that? So political rulers making political decisions, failure. Priests making an offering to God and returning things to their proper place. Solution! That's the key, people. I think that's the key. That's what we need. That's why we need a strong spiritual core in the church. Not just you in your church, but the church in large. Trust me. Trust me when I say this. When they start shooting Christians because we're Christians, when it becomes more like China and they start beating us because we're Christians, the denominational issue will fade to the white.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving part, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Now, as you know, we're still broadcasting from Spoon Studios in Fate, Texas. Where's Fate? I don't know. So here's the bottom line. We're hoping to be back into the studio on Monday. If that doesn't happen, we'll go another week and see what happens, but we're doing our best and we're trying to get back in there. Poor studio owner Don Crawford, he's got me hounding on him. I mean, you got to feel sorry for him, but I want to get back in the studio because I like the feel of the studio and so on. And I mean, it is convenient to be able to do it from home, but it's not quite the same. So working through it. All right. Do not forget, you can reach out to us, 214-210-8483. That's a text number. You can call that number at different times, but I can never answer that number during the show. And usually we're using it for trivia. Oh, wait, trivia. Do you have a trivia question, Dave? In fact, I do. Who did Isaac favor of his two sons? Did he favor Jacob or Esau? You say, well, that's not very nice to ask. That's not the question, is it? Who did Isaac favor of his two sons? Jacob or Esau? If you think you know the answer, text 214-210-8483, 214-210-8483. Our website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Great place to get the testimony, my testimony, latest interview I've done, our national, our membership with the National Association of Broadcasters became official this morning at 6 a.m. Very happy about that. Some audios, some videos, different things like that. Plus an opportunity on the website to give if you can, if you're so inclined, that you might participate and be a giver. We'd love that. If not, we would just love it for you to pray for us and certainly keep listening to us and just keep us lifted up before the Lord. That's the most important and powerful partnership that exists. I want to remind you, if you want to send an email, david@hemustincrease.org, Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry, YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. And now let's hear from our ministry partner. Our very own Kimberly Ellis, who can help you with any real estate questions you might have. Doesn't matter whether you're a first-time buyer, experienced investor, if foreclosures, short sales, if you're just looking, you're just dabbling, just taking your toe and putting it in the water and checking it out. If you have questions or are trying to figure it out, get in touch with Kimberly. She'll be glad to talk to you. 903-48-HOMES, 903-48-HOMES. Now, you might be thinking, well, if I talk to her, do I have to give her my first male-born child? If you're like me, you'd be thinking, okay, I'll do that, but that's not the point. The point is, if you need to talk to somebody who's in real estate, who gets real estate, and will walk you through it and talk you through it without the obligation, because she wants to make sure the connection's right, get in touch with Kimberly, 903-48-HOMES, 903-48-HOMES. 48 homes. Trivia question is very simple. There was Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The question is simple. Who, and Jacob, those are the three, Abraham, Isaac, but who did Isaac favor between his two sons, Esau or Jacob? Who did he like the most or show the most favor to? Got that done? Got that done. Just making sure. Keep Eric in prayer. Keep all of the parents and grandparents in prayer. We've got something we're going to try. Eric actually gave us a good suggestion we're going to try and implement sometime tomorrow. Also, tomorrow I'm going to be talking a little bit about the throne of the Lamb, the throne room of the Book of the Lamb, Book of Life, and the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm going to discuss that tomorrow in some of the teaching. I do want you to remember the Christian DNA, D, drawing closer to the Lord, not just draw closer, drawing, continuing to draw closer to the Lord, N, never be ashamed, and A, always be ready. You don't know if it's just simply a smile, a word, a moment, a prayer, where the Lord might want you to help advance his kingdom by you being prepared. Okay? That's why we have Christian DNA. All right? Okay. I want to talk to you about this guy, this king, Manasseh. I've talked to you about this before. You'll notice that there's sometimes when we do teachings that there have some similarities. Guess what? It's because we need help. We need four Gospels because there's the North, South, East, and West, and then I need four Gospels because I'm dumb and I forget. And so it's easier for somebody to keep telling me so I can go, oh, I'm starting to get it. Well, we've talked about Manasseh before, and I just want to point out, I'm not going to go through each and every verse, but I want to let you know right now, Manasseh, he was the 14th king of Judah, and this guy was bad. This is what it says in verse 10. The Lord spoke to Manasseh and his people, but they paid no attention. They just didn't pay any attention to anything the Lord had to say. Listen to this. He sacrificed his children in the fire of the valley of Ben-Hinnom, practiced divination and witchcraft, sought omens, consulted mediums and spiritualists. He did so much evil in the eyes of the Lord, arousing his anger. He took the image that he had made and put it in the temple of God. Of all the things that he did, he said, he was just the worst guy. And he paid no attention to God, and he kept doing the wrong things. And if it's you and me, and we're looking at this guy, and we're thinking he's the king of Judah, we're thinking, this guy's got to go. This is enough of this. This is enough. And so what the Lord did was the Lord judged him. See, that happens in the kingdom of God, be you a king of Judah or not, that there's moments where the Lord goes, that's not good, you can't do that. So the Lord brought against them the army commanders of the king of Assyria, and they took Manasseh prisoner, put a hook in his nose, wow, and bound him with brown shackles and took him to Babylon. This is a bad time for this guy, right? Watch this. Verse 12, in his distress, he sought the favor of the Lord his God, and he humbled himself greatly before the God of his ancestors. This guy was the worst king. He was worse than Ahab. He was terrible. He was a descendant of Hezekiah. Hezekiah was fantastic. Manasseh gets on the scene, terrible. He did all of these things, sacrificed his children, was into witchcraft. This guy was the worst. And when the Lord kind of dropped the hammer on him, he humbled himself. I mean, he humbled himself. I get kind of caught off guard here. Here's a guy that was so defiant. Talk about sticking your fist up into the heavens, into the face of God, and ignoring God. This guy did everything that you can come up with that was wrong. He did all that stuff. God judged him, and then he said this unbelievable change, and he humbled himself because he knew he'd done wrong. God forgave him. And I read that, and I go, how could you forgive this guy? This guy was terrible. But he genuinely humbled himself before the Lord, sought his favor, and God, it says in verse 13, when he prayed to him, the Lord was moved by his prayer and listened to his plea. And you're thinking, what? Here's the thing. Watch this. God is rich in mercy. If he wasn't rich in mercy, you wouldn't be listening to this show or any other show. You wouldn't be watching anything on television. You'd have been wiped out. If God was not merciful, there would be no mankind. God could have, people are like, he could never have done that. Okay, you tell them. But the bottom line is, by his mercy, he allows people, even when they do the dumbest things. And see, this is something that I can relate to, because I am really good at doing dumb things. And I mean spiritually dumb, family dumb, husband-wife dumb. I'm good at it. But God is greater in his mercy. He is greater in his kindness. He is greater in his response to me. He is so compassionate to me, he has not destroyed me. I've been saved from death, I think probably that I know of, probably about 12 times. Probably unbeknownst to me, there's probably another 20 times, if not more. God is merciful. When you come before the Lord and you pray, we're talking about in the first segment about praying, now I'm talking about this segment about God being merciful. When you come before the Lord and you pray, it's that mercy that you count on. The Bible says very clearly in Hebrews, we come to the throne of grace to receive mercy and grace to help us in our time of need. We come to the throne of grace to receive mercy. Who does? We do. Well, I'm positionally, I'm okay. Yeah, but practically, you're a mess, right? So you come before the Lord to get clean, to get washed, to have the freshness of the presence of God fall upon you. It's amazing what Acts 3:19 talks about, how the presence of God comes when there's repentance, and his presence brings refreshing when there's repentance towards him. I'm not telling you to be perfect. You know better than that. But don't be lying about it. Just be honest about it. Yeah, I did this wrong. Yeah, I shouldn't have said this. Or yeah, I was thinking this. This was way off. Lord, wash me from that. Keep me clean. Keep my heart humble before you. If God said okie dokie for this guy, Manasseh, I think it's a solid that he will say okie dokie for you. That's how you find a new beginning in humility. Just a great way to go about it. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about a few other things. I will let you know, for those that did not know the question to the trivia, you know, who did Isaac favor? He favored Esau over Jacob, but it was Jacob who got the blessing. Ha-ha! All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas Donkey, la, 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 la.
Oh, that is...
La, 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 la.
You asked for zany, my friend.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. So we, being not completely unlike, you know, Christmas Vacation in Chevy Chase and so on and so forth, we got a really big tree, slapped it up on the car. Of course, it scratched the car to no end. Remember, I'm Jewish, and I'm trying to follow the Christmas holiday. It's got nothing to do with my Christianity. I like Christmas. I like the season and so on and so forth. I have no problem celebrating any specific time, picking a time, and we're as close as we can be, celebrating the birth of Christ. It's awesome. It's a great time of year. But you're talking about me fighting a tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I hack off a few branches. And unfortunately, what I hacked off with the axe wasn't enough, because I was right there again, holding the Christmas tree with my feet on the door, trying to pull it in. Hey, you know what? The Christmas tree was not coming in. So you know what I did? I hacked off a few more pieces. But then, instead of just trying to pull the tree in, I hacked off a few more pieces. By this point, I have decided that Christmas is a pagan holiday that only people who are supporting Christmas presents have created, and Jewish people who believe in Jesus should not be celebrating Christmas, and I'm crashing the tree, and I've got the axe up, and I'm crushing it, and I'm going to get this tree in, and you would not believe it, but after doing that for 15 minutes, I still could not get the tree in the house.
On Christmas solid.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach out to the show, 214-210-8483. 214-210-8483. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, got a question or something that you want to ask, we'll do our best to answer it. Like I said, we're going to be talking about the Book of Life tomorrow. Somebody asked that question. Plus, we have something else that an audience member had asked us to bring up. We're going to do that as well tomorrow. A couple things I do want to post you on. I got my first grade in my PhD class. By the hair on my chinny chin chin, I did get an A. Oh, boy. That only makes it just that much harder. I got an A. I don't know if that's because I complained the most or what. I'm not sure. I was happy about that. I'm already into the second class. I'm not going to get an A in this class. This is as nice as I can say it. I was telling Tiara that yesterday I took some time off, and you're thinking, well, do you need time off every once in a while, Dave? Well, I don't know. If you have to read 685 pages in a 24-hour period, do you think that you need some time off? Anyway, so I'm just starting to work through all that stuff and make sure it's all good or as good as it can get. The only thing I can tell you is that I didn't go walking today. I've been trying to go walking every other day. I think it's really good for everybody who's going through the virus scenario and the whole process. The whole thing is getting harder, getting older, just by its natural process, just getting harder, getting older. Still, you need to get outside. So yesterday, I was able to go out and do a nice long walk. It was really fantastic. This morning, I woke up, and I just didn't feel like going in a boat, so I didn't make the walk. Quick reminder, website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. You know, pretty soon we'll have how you can fix a kitchen sink on there. We just don't have that yet. But everything else you might want to do, even creating a platform where you can transport people from one place to another, eventually that will be on hemustincrease.org. Email, that's a joke. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. And now, let's hear from our next ministry partner.
Well, we're moving on up, to the side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky.
Men of God Moving. And our very, very good friend, Johnny Hill. So Johnny, I got to tell you about yesterday real quick. But Johnny texted me today just before the show, so I couldn't read it, couldn't hear what's going on, but I know they got a lot of cool things happening. Again, if you have a moving need and you want to get in touch with somebody who can help you in the moving need and won't charge you everything. Now, we did our move from California to Texas. It was brutal. Okay, I wish I would have known Johnny then. Here's the bottom line. Apartment, church, a house, office building, doesn't matter. Men of God Moving can move you and will move you. Great way to get in touch with them is to connect through hemustincrease.org. Also, they're on Facebook, Men of God Moving. And we've had a couple of people already use their services from the show, and they've been a blessing for those people. And that is a very powerful part of radio. So we like that. Okay. Last thing I will tell you. So I was, I took some time out. So I wanted to eat lunch with my wife, and so I was going to take her to a really fancy French restaurant called Jochen Zibox. But that is not the direction we went, and we eventually just went to Taco Bell. So that tells you the level of our expertise. We do what we can. You should love us anyway. That's what you're required to do. I want to talk to you about waking up today. If you didn't wake up, you wouldn't be listening to the show. So you woke up. And what I want to talk to you about what that really means. Lamentations chapter 3, 19 through 25. I remember my afflictions and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I said to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. So, not a new passage for many of you. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 19 through 25. One of these things that I talk about that I think is really important is when you wake up from, you know, the weird dream stuff, because some people have weird dreams and, you know, they really, the dreams take a lot out of you, and you become like conscious and you're like, okay, I'm awake. Okay, I'm whether it's your dog that gets on the bed and licks you in the face or your alarm clock or whatever it is that gets you up, when you're up and you become first conscious, you should recognize in that moment that by the grace of God, you have just been given another day as a gift. And that the freshness from God is available for you starting at that moment that you become aware. The mercy and the grace of God are not positionally, but practically are fresh for you. The life is new. The day is new. It's a renewed day. It's a new opportunity for new things to take place. And that comes to you as soon as you become conscious and aware of your day. And the reason is because the compassions of God never fail. They are new every morning. Now, some translations will use the word compassion. They'll use the word forgiveness. And others will use the word grace. And others will use the word mercy. You think that's really what matters, that part right there? Let's just say it this way. The grace, the mercy, the forgiveness, the kindness, the excellence, the faithfulness, the gentleness, the kindness, the love, the peace, the joy, all of that is new for you every morning when you become awake. Isn't that wonderful? You think, that was a tough day. That was a tough weekend. That was a tough week. I've said every one of those, I think, in the last 7 days. But when I'm awake and I'm conscious, I'm aware. It's new. I get a new shot. Now, I personally wish the Lord would come back while I'm sleeping, and then we're done, right? Trumpet blows, doo-doo-doo. It's over. My dog liked that little sound. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is, regardless, if I'm going to go through this day, I want to know everything is new. Everything is fresh. I don't know if you've been around the block. I mean, some of you have been around the block a lot longer than me, but let's just be honest about a few things. Fresh things are often better. Let's talk about something like Eggs Benedict. You ever had Eggs Benedict? Do you ever have Eggs Benedict that's 3 days old? It's disgusting. You can throw that egg against the wall. It will bounce back and hit you. But fresh Benedicts that are made with hash browns with the hollandaise sauce that's just brought up from room service. Oh, my goodness. I'm living in heaven, right? Freshness is awesome. Staleness is a drag. Oldness is a drag. When you wake up, God has just given you freshness. So even if the lamentation, remember, it's lamentations. It's not, oh, I'm really happy. It's lamentations. The book is titled, yeah, bummer. I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness of the gall. I mean, this is not a person who's unfamiliar with pain. Verse 20, I will remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Have you ever had a downcast soul? You're not alone. You're a Bible believer then, aren't you? But verse 21 changes the tune. Yet this I call to mind, Yet this I call to mind.
Isn't that how we did that?
It's kind of like we never took a break. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Something is going to come into Jeremiah's brain that is going to restore his hope for the day. And what is that? That the mercies, the compassions, the graces, the forgiveness, the love, the kindness of God is fresh every day. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. Without that love, we would be consumed. They're fresh every day. And he says, I figured this out. He goes, I said to myself. So for those that don't think you ever taught to yourself, I said to myself, the Lord is my portion. I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those who hope in him, to the ones who seek him. God loves you. He knows what you're going through. But all the more that we should be just that much more dependent on him. I mean, all of this takes you back to, well, it takes me back to Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It's like, man, if the Lord is my shepherd, who cares? If he really is my shepherd, I don't care then. Everything else is fine. He's got me covered. Because that compassion is new. I know yesterday, I had some bad moments. I had some bad this or bad, yeah, it's terrible. Guess what? It's not yesterday. It's today. You can almost think of today as ta-da, ta-da, today. Okay, I made that up. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is the Lord's great love is there for us, so we're not consumed. Because of his compassion, because of his mercy, because of his forgiveness, because of his kindness, which never fail. It's new for us every morning. So we receive that, you know, you kind of humble yourself and, all right, Lord, here we go. Next 24, what do you got? Let's do it together in partnership. That's what you want. That's a real new beginning, isn't it? All right. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to take our break here. We did have one little hiccup, but it wasn't too bad, so I think everybody got through it. We're going to take a break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the David Spoon experience?
By the way, I found out just the other day, I know you don't know this, but I found out that I am one of the most hated people in the United States of America and in the world. Did you know that?
Because you're a middle-aged white guy?
Let me help you out here, son. Let me help you out. Not only am I a middle-aged white guy, by the way, thanks for the middle-age line. Thanks, pal. I appreciate that.
I'm not that far behind.
Okay, well, that's not the point. The point is, I'm also, ready? I'm also Jewish, okay? So I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm Christian, so I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm conservative. I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm an American. Got a lot of people that don't like me right there. I mean, you see where we're going with this? And I have a talk show. So that's just, you put all those together.
You got me left.
Yeah,
I love you, buddy.
I mean, come on. You know, just because they love me doesn't mean they're right. And just because they hate me doesn't mean they're wrong.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. All right, it's one of my favorite portions, just because they love me. Anyhow, you are welcome to text us or send a message via text to 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. You can send a prayer request. You can send a praise report. You can ask a question. Like I said, tomorrow we're going to be doing our best. And when I say our best, it's not that I don't think I can answer the questions, but there's something that I think I've learned a little, and that is, look, I'm going to answer the question the way that I see it, but I'm smart enough to know that there are variations and variants within an answer. So I'm going to give you the best answer I have, and you can ascertain it, you can study it, you can review it, you can bring it before the Lord, which is what I hope you would do anyway, and then use that answer the best you can. There's only a few things you'll hear me be superbly dogmatic on. One of those is the way of salvation, and the way of salvation, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So if you're on one side of a gap, and God's on the other side of the gap, the only thing that's going to help you connect that is the bridge of Jesus Christ. That's it. There's nothing else. So you'll hear me very dogmatic on that. Some other things, maybe not so much. You know, you'll hear I have a pretty decent amount of knowledge about them. Doesn't mean I'm willing to throw in with them because I think they're so important that it's the end-all of end-all. But that's why you're welcome to ask the questions if I can't, or if I don't like the answer, or if I don't like where it's going, I'll tell you that because I have no problem telling you that. Also, just so you can know right now, I'm in my office watching a squirrel destroy part of my neighbor's yard, so I'm going to have to let my neighbor know because I don't think they're going to be that happy about that. All right, if you want to reach us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. You are more than welcome and highly encouraged to go to our website, hemustincrease.org, where we keep things pretty updated. We have a bunch of different things up there. I think by the end of tomorrow, we'll have all of the plans for you to create your own spaceship that you can go to your own planet with. Again, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry, and YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. And now for our next ministry partner.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Fire and water damage cleanup, smoke, wind, and flood cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services all throughout the Texas area. Our excellent friends, Clint and his whole gang at Mr. Restore. Keeping it simple, MrRestore.com. Mr. as M-R, Restore as R-E-S-T-O-R-E.com. Not only are they strong supporters of the Adaptive Training Foundation, which you've heard me talk about, which is a ministry that works with people that have 1, 2, 3, or 4 severed limbs and gives them hope and drive and purpose, which I think you're getting at the top when you get into those levels. They're also a company that works with bringing people back to to a place of restoration in their physical homes or their churches or their apartments or their building complexes. Doesn't matter. Mr. Restore will help you get it back in order. Free evaluations, advanced drying technologies. They work with all the insurance companies. A-plus rated with the BBB. 50 years of restoration experience and thousands of happy customers. You can connect to them through us. You can either go to them, MrRestore.com, or through us at HeMustIncrease.org. You're also welcome to give them a holla, which is holla, but it's more of holler. 877-631-7576. 877-631-7576. Our good friend Clint. All right, so we got about 6 or 7 minutes. I want to bring this home and make this as superbly simple as possible. If you will put on humility, if you and I will put on and wear clothing of humility, we will be able to toss away our anxieties. Some of you are anxiety-ridden, which means you are filled with anxiety from this or that, whatever it might be. It could be a small thing, could be a big thing, could be legitimate, could be non-legitimate. Doesn't matter. Here's what we know. 1 Peter 5:5-7. You younger men, likewise be subject to your elders. All of you clothe yourselves with humility towards one another. For God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt you in the proper time, casting all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Now, here's why this is really important. Verse 6 and 7 in your Bible, in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 and 7, are one verse. It's one sentence. I know we've got it split up in two verses, and that's the breakdown that the Lord has given us to kind of really dig into his word, and that's cool. But listen to it as the one sentence that it is written as. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. If you put on the clothing of humility, if I put on the clothing, my clothes, it's harder for me because I'm so arrogant. If I put on the clothing of humility and humble myself before the mighty hand of God, he will exalt me at the right time, and I can cast my anxiety unto him and go, it's all your problem. It's all yours. I give it to you. It's just, it's your shirt. I'm taking my shirt off, this ridiculous shirt of anxiety, and I'm just dropping it in your hand. You're the better launder person here. I can't handle it. Help me out. Because God gives grace to those who are humble, but he's giving opposition to those who are proud. I'm not a genius. I mean, I really do know a lot, but these are the kind of things that I go crazy on because, look, it doesn't take a brilliant person to understand that if God is fighting against me, that's a bad position for me to be in. But if God is fighting for me, that's a good position to be in. If he is opposing the proud, I don't want to be proud. I don't need any more opposition in life. I have enough opposition from my flesh, from all the things of the world, from Satan himself. I got enough opposition to last a lifetime. I don't want God opposed to me. In fact, I need God with me, walking with me, guiding me. Well, that all comes through that vein of walking with humility. So putting on the clothing, wearing humility like clothes, that's how you put ourselves in a place where instead of God fighting against us, he fights for us. Because if we humble ourselves, watch this, you don't have to do it. He does. That's the whole thing. If we humble ourselves, he takes care of it. Lord, I'm going through this circumstance. It is beyond the measure that I know what to do. I am not able to control it. If I did, I probably wouldn't do a very good job. I surrender this into your hands, and I humble myself before you and ask you simply that you would guide me, you would teach me, you would lead me, and that you would handle this because it's beyond my scope, but it's not beyond you. I thank you for that and pray that in Jesus' name. That's all you got to pray. That whole 30-second thing right there, that's it. Because when we're connected to humility, there is an ability to toss anxiety away. Let me say that again because it's a good line that you should remember. When we're connected to humility, there is an ability to toss anxiety away. Because anxiety weighs on us like dead weight. And it's hard to walk around with a sack of garbage on your back. You don't got to do it. So the Lord in his mercy says, I got an idea. Why don't you humble yourself and I'll help you. Like, okay. So I humble myself and then you take over? That sounds like a plan. Look, yes it does. Those are the things, right? The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. The Lord will honor you in the right time. It'll all happen the way that it's supposed to. You'll be dancing on streets of gold. You know, the little thing that you're supposed to get for those that are love is coming and are waiting for. Oh, that's great. But first, let's just start with the humility part. Get away from the anxiety. Humble ourselves. Thank him for the freshness of the day. Not be like Manasseh, who needed to be pulled around but with a hook in his nose. Instead, just toss it into the hands of the Lord. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Yes. Okay? All right. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Take a 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.